Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Matching donors to nonprofits. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The biggest nonprofit groups, from the American Red Cross to America's Second Harvest, have a fundraising advantage over smaller groups because they're well-known. A new website called Donation Dashboard is designed in part to introduce donors to lesser-known charities, such as Finca International, a group that provides small loans to aid development. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, created the experimental Donation Dashboard, which uses machine learning techniques to recommend a portfolio of causes based on ratings users give to various nonprofits. The research team is made up of engineering professor Ken Goldberg, electrical engineering and computer science student Tavi Nathanson, and industrial engineering student Efrat Bitton. First, we'll hear from Professor Goldberg, followed by Nathanson, then Bitton.
It turns out there's over 1 million nonprofits in the United States alone, and they all, to some degree, depend on donations. But it's very hard for individuals to figure out where they should allocate their money. So this looks like a really nice application where you can go in and you can express your opinion, your interest in these different nonprofits, and then the system will try and analyze and come up with recommendations. And in this case, it will come up with a portfolio of recommendations tailored to the amount of money you're interested in donating.
Why is this better than just looking at a list of nonprofits? People generally know what their causes are.
The nonprofits that people donate to, it's not necessarily that those are the ideal nonprofits that they would want to donate to, but those are just the ones they've always heard about, the ones that seemed logical at the time, so that's the ones they've chosen. But who's to say that those are the best ones for them?
The fundamental problem that we're trying to solve is to make giving to nonprofits more accessible to the general public, and particularly to younger people who would like to give, but they really are hesitant and not sure where they should be allocating their money.
You know, in some ways, it seems like the big nonprofits with the big names could actually be kind of upset by a program like this because they benefit by having such mind share. And the more people know about something like Finca International, you know, the less money the big group is going to get.
You know, but I think it's a matter of fairness. You know, it's one of the things about the internet is that you do get this idea, you know, the long tail, that you are able to get access to, you know, it's democratization, right? You're able to have much more diversity. You can tailor your own personal donations to things that are better suited to you, and I think that helps. And hopefully, it will also challenge the big ones to do a better job.
Of course, the end result is more people being helped, more causes being helped, which is, of course, a good thing.
Ken Goldberg, Tavi Nathanson, and Efrat Bitton are creators of Donation Dashboard, a new website that matches donors to nonprofits. The site includes a limited number of nonprofits currently, but the database should get larger as more users come on board. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.